Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's okay.
No, it's not okay, Andy.
I was sad about it, too.
It's not okay, Andy. It's not okay.
Well, no, I mean, it's okay to be sad about it.
Yeah, it's not okay. Because I mean, the only way they're gonna make this up to me is if they go get Kyle Schwarber.
Okay.
Yeah.
That works.
They'll get Kyle Schwarber, a new closer.
Well, they signed the closer.
A new closer.
closer got 16 mil coming.
And see if you, because they say that there's some tension in the Mets clubhouse.
Okay.
With Lindor.
And Soto?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, good.
Make that happen.
Good.
Which one of those guys would you want? Soto?
Hell no.
Oh, what? Lindor?
We got it.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
Like, I can't say hell no.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry.
Like,
my bad.
I would like either.
That's one Soto. Let me back. Which one would I prefer?
Right.
What we got? Because we need.
You need.
That's one damn Soto,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have.
But you need a short stuff.
Either or both. I'll take it. Like, well, I'll pay. I'll do car washes on the weekends for the next 30 years to pay Profar's salary to get him out of here. Soto.
Yeah.
I did see that the Twins are kind of freaking out and maybe going to sell some pieces off. So maybe Byron Buxton could be possible. That'd be fun. I know he's hurt a lot, but he's really good when he's healthy.
Right.
The thing we were sad about was that Ron Washington has signed a contract to be the infield coach with the San Francisco Giants.
We can't come back here.
I know. He's just going to be a bench coach. Coach in Atlanta.
Yeah, I know.
I was very disappointed to see that this morning. I didn't know if he wanted to do it anymore. I know that it didn't go great, didn't end great in Anaheim, but it's Anaheim.
Yeah.
Nothing ever goes great.
Yeah, he was sick and everything.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, but I didn't know if he was maybe going to be like, all right, I've done this long enough. I'll go hang out. But he's just being an infield coach.
Yeah.
Come on.
I don't like that.
I would love to have him here to do that. But anyway. Oh, well.
Oh, no.
Bye
to the Bahamas. The Bahamas Bowl is no more, Andy.
Oh, man.
Damn it.
Dang it.
No more Bahamas Bowl.
Damn. Aw, shucks.
Arkansas, Missouri State will play in the
Frisco
Bowl.
Didn't they play the Bahamas Bowl in Charlotte last year?
Yes, they did, Andy.
So, I mean, I think it already ended. You know what I mean?
Yes, they did, Andy. In Charlotte.
Yeah.
What's that one? What's
is
that?
Not the Bahamas.
What's that? That's the.
I've never been to the Bahamas.
That's the.
I assume.
Duke's Mayo Bowl, right?
They got that one in Charlotte.
Oh, yeah. That's, one,
that's the one where the people put the mayonnaise on their faces.
God,
and their heads.
So stupid.
I do like Duke's mayonnaise, but I do not like it that much.
I very much like
it's
Duke's
good
mayonnaise,
but I don't like it like that.
Can you tell the difference? We had this conversation.
I don't think I can tell the difference. All I know is that I do like Duke's.
Yeah, I can't tell the difference between Duke's and the mayonnaise you get from the in the package.
Yeah, the Hellman's. I like that too.
Can't tell the difference.
Yeah, mayonnaise is good. Like I just like. I know Both you don't not, like
we know,
mayonnaise.
Bo, we
I know you don't
not,
like mayonnaise.
You're not a mayonnaise guy.
But I just like mayonnaise on a sandwich. I don't like if they don't have Duke's at this place I'm at. I'm not like never. Mind hold
yeah,
the mayo.
So like,
you can put
like that's what I'm saying. If you had, if we had, like, let's say you go to Lazy Dog and you want mayonnaise, do you know what kind of mayonnaise it is?
I couldn't tell.
Okay,
no, I couldn't do a blind mayonnaise taste test.
So, but you can taste Miracle Whip.
Oh, if it was Miracle Whip, I would know the difference.
You know the difference?
Yeah, it's a different product. Like mayonnaise and Miracle Whip are not the same thing.
What?
They look the same, but
not,
they don't taste the
not
same.
Not in certain households.
Well, I just don't like. It's fine to interchange them, but they don't taste the same.
So again, I'm not a connoisseur of mayonnaise.
It's not even being about a connoisseur.
I don't
of mayonnaise.
Know. I
it's
can't
just
tell
about
the difference.
Having taste buds.
I got taste buds.
I know
some,
you
some
do.
Fine, some fine
exactly,
buds.
Exactly, which is why I don't understand why you can't taste the difference between
I
two things that don't
taste
the difference. Same.
But you know maybe why? Because I don't eat mayonnaise by itself.
Neither do I.
Yeah, I'm saying, that's probably why. It's mixed with the ham and
I'm
and
not
the cheese.
Having spoonfuls of mayonnaise over here, man.
I'm
not trying to put on weight for high school wrestling.
I just can't tell the difference. I can't tell the difference.
I think you could. I think if you tasted one and then tasted the other, you'd be like, boy, those don't
well,
taste
we got,
the same.
We got mayonnaise, we got Miracle Whip at the house, and we got Dukes at
I
the
just
house.
Go home today.
Got Dukes at the house.
Give it a little.
I'm going to give me a spoonful. No, I'm going to put it on some bread. Because you know what?
Make two sandwiches.
No, I got a poke. I got because I was supposed to cook something different last night, but I thought out the wrong thing. Thought I was some poke chops, mm-hmm. and since ain't nobody here,
yeah.
I went ahead and fried them.
Wait, the problem is
so
this,
I'm going to eat me a fried poke chop sandwich. One side Miracle Whip, okay. And the other side
but here's what I'm saying. That pork chop is going to taste so good and so delicious, mm-hmm. that you're probably not even going to notice the other flavor. That's what I'm saying. Like, if it's on something, you might not be able to tell the difference. But solo, they're a different flavor.
But I don't eat them solo.
So I don't either. All right, fair enough. You make a good point. You make a good point. If you put it on something, then what difference does it make? All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. What do you think you could blind taste test?
Hot sauce.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You could tell the difference between
what?
Like Texas, Frank's and Frank's, Texas Pete's?
Yes. Okay. Yes, definitely.
That would probably be the hardest of the ones.
That'd be fun.
Frank's, Texas Pete.
That'd be fun to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
would love to do that. I could probably do that too.
I think I can do that.
We could do a midday blind taste test series.
I don't trust y'all.
What?
I don't trust y'all.
I'm not going to make you. Oh, you okay.
Yeah.
You think somebody would set you up with a Truly?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I don't trust y'all.
I wouldn't do that.
What would we be taste testing, though, to even set you up with a Truly?
Well, just whatever you think that you can do,
mm-hmm.
you should say, okay. I can do this.
Yeah, that's what.
And then we'll see.
I just don't trust, like, especially since I'm doing this show, like, I'll never go to a listener's house and eat. Because of the fact is that they might sneak some deer meat in there.
Yeah, they're going
to.
Right,
like
I understand.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to go nowhere.
And first of all, I take offense to the idea that you wouldn't trust me. I would not trick you into eating anything. That's messed up.
Yeah.
The only one that I wouldn't trust is Abe, and he's not even here.
Yeah, y'all got like some deer bacon or something. I would be freaking
furious.
I'm not
making you eat deer bacon.
If somebody made me eat some deer bacon.
I just think it'd be a fun video to see if Randy could tell the difference between hot sauce.
I think I can.
I think you can too,
yeah,
but I'd like to see it.
I'm over here catching mayonnaise strays. I think you probably could tell the difference between Miracle Whip and mayonnaise. They're very different.
I think you could.
I'm going to go try today.
Last
venison
time
bacon's
in,
very good, though.
Who?
Venison. Deer.
No, it ain't.
That's, oh, yeah. Delicious.
It's not bacon. Bacon comes from the pig.
That's
Bo.
True. So I guess venison strips?
Yes.
Off the back strap strips?
Yes. There you go.
There you go.
Deer strips.
Last time I was in Charlotte, my wife didn't believe me that I could blind taste test the difference between French rosé and American rosé. And I was like, blindfold me.
Really?
Blindfold me. Give me a glass.
French was
each.
A lot more dry, right?
I just like the American one, and I know that I don't like the French one. And so she gave me the American one. I was like, "This is delicious. This is what I like." And
these
she
are
gave
great
me
things
one.
That we never knew.
Yeah, I told you guys this on the radio. This is not news.
I like that though.
Yeah, blind taste test some rosé.
Blind taste test.
I'm a grown man.
So we were running a little short in no huddle, so I had to cut that James Harrison quote off. It was like a minute long. Here's okay. the back half of it that I think you were listening for, Randy.
Something has to be done, bro. Mm-hmm. And I know the Steelers historically don't move on from
He
coaches,
talks the way he plays.
But I think it's time that history be
I'm not
made.
I'm not going to argue with anything
Because
he says.
Right now, the only history we're making is being the worst Pittsburgh Steelers team statistically almost in the history of the organization.
That's pretty strong.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going good.
Also truth.
It's not going good.
Can't you just hear him like lifting some sort of like heavy weight
yeah,
with
man.
A chain?
Yeah, man. I'm talking about James.
While doing that?
That dude was rough. That dude knocked Joe back to Colorado, man.
Who?
Oh, Joe Klopfenstein. He's a backup tight end. This is when James was building his rep, right? Man, Andy, I'll never forget. We played Pittsburgh and St. Louis. Opening kickoff, and so usually when we were getting the ball, and so we'll go down and stand, like first offense, we'll stand before we're going through, right at like the 20, whatever, on the sideline. Ball's kicked off, and I'll never in my life forget the sound that Joe's body made when he hit that damn turf, because James Harrison was running full speed. There was no deterrent. There was no chip on him. Full speed,
oh
and he hit Joe so damn hard.
Full speed from like 50 yards.
Yes, full. He hit Joe so damn hard that you heard the whole crowd went, because it was so loud when he hit
got
him,
up.
No, Joe was down. Down goes Joe.
Was Joe okay?
No, Joe was out.
Joe hadn't been the same since.
Hey, dog, I read because, you know, in offense, because it is a touchback.
Oh, no. Because
Joe didn't know it, so Joe's running
that's
up there.
The worst.
James just, bow! Oh, my. I ran out. Oh, Joe! Ran out there and looked Joe, eyes crossed.
Oh, God.
Thought he was dead.
Joe Kloppenstein.
Yeah, that's my man right
there. There he is. He's from Denver, Colorado.
Yeah, that's what I think. Knocked his head back to Colorado.
That was a second round draft pick.
Yeah.
Good for Joe.
I love Joe, man.
Shame what happened to old Joe.
Yeah,
shame what happened to Joe.
Y'all ever seen on credit card commercials where they say that their members get these experiences and cool things like that? Yeah. Or do y'all get these things from credit cards that y'all own?
Yes.
I mean, I get 5% cash back on gas.
Yeah, I get 3% cash back on gas and stuff like that.
I don't use credit cards. I have them. I refuse to use them.
I only use them this time.
Yeah,
I've often been curious as to, like, what are these member benefits and these experiences that these credit card companies are offering? Well, I got to witness one last night. MasterCard had a batting practice experience for some of their cardholders at Truist Park last night.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's why you've been there. Okay.
Very, very cool event. I got to work it. World Series trophy was there. Blooper was there. Huddy was there signing autographs and stuff like that.
Let me ask you this.
Fans got to go out on the field and take batting practice.
Are these just MasterCard users that randomly won? Or are they
They probably had to purchase it or donate something.
Or they used their MasterCard enough to kind
of. Or that, yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, because it was only a select group. It was only about 30 or 35 people. Mm-hmm. But a pretty cool event. I met a listener last night at this event, and it was towards the end. What I will normally do when I meet listeners in the Truist Club is I'll tell Siri to remind me to shout them out on the radio. It was towards the end of the event. His party was rushing him out of there. Didn't get the cat's name, but thank you for listening. Guy that was drinking the Miller Lights last night, we appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I hope you had fun. Sounds like a good time.
It's a pretty cool thing. I wish I could have gone out and taken batting practice.
You know what I asked Bo when I saw the picture of him with the World Series trophy?
What's that?
Did you touch it? He said no.
That's twice now I've been in close proximity. Did not touch it.
Why didn't you touch it?
I only know one person that did.
I did only know one person that touched World Series.
I know I'm not the only person that touched that damn trophy.
They made it very clear they didn't want us to touch it.
I know I'm not the only person that touched that damn trophy.
And that was back in that was the Andy and Randy production staff 1.0 days.
Yeah.
So Wendy and Brian.
Yeah.
They didn't touch it.
Yeah, I didn't touch it.
We got to touch what was the indoor golf thing?
Yes.
TGL?
Yeah.
Which we loved and enjoyed talking about. They brought the trophy here.
Oh, I got to hold that one.
They made us wear white gloves.
Yes, they did.
To do that one.
Yeah, I remember the damn gloves would fit on my damn hand. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I think there was an OJ joke made.
Yeah. I'm curious as to what that thing's made out of. You know, they still carry that trophy around in this big freaking 4-foot by 4-foot padded freaking case with wheels.
Yeah.
So they still carry it around in that.
The World Series one?
Yeah. Throwing the back of the car.
Well, no, is that the original one?
Yeah.
Because the World Series one looks like it could break easy.
Yeah. It does.
Because it's got the pennants on it, right? If that thing tips over, it's going to break. Lombardi Trophy, I mean, that thing looks
pretty
durable.
Solid.
Yeah. You know? But
kind of top heavy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, Tom Brady almost had him at the bottom of the river.
Tom Brady almost threw it in the water. That's great.
So, Randy, you ever play with guys like this? I'm sure you have, but for whatever reason, Juwan Jennings been rubbing folks the wrong way. He got hit in the cojones 2 weeks ago, yes. And then last week during their game, they were playing the Browns. Browns defensive tackle. He does not say what Juwan Jennings mm-hmm. said, mm-hmm. but he does say what he thinks Juwan Jennings, what type of man that he is.
He's a yep. and I want that known. Like, yep. I see why he got punched in the
yeah.
because that's some, like, he says some things that you should not say to another man ever, but like, I don't respect it because you say that, then run behind your O-line. That's some real soft
yep.
and I want that known. I see exactly why they punched him. I'm surprised nobody punched him in the jaw yet.
Yeah. What happened?
Is he just out there making fun of moms? Or
word
what?
On the street is that he went there. You don't talk. Everybody knows this.
Like family?
You don't talk about family. You don't talk about nobody's wife. You don't talk about nobody's kids. Now, I've been in a situation with a teammate that was being disrespectful to another guy because he was dating his old girl.
Got it.
So it's basically like, yeah. Right. Which I'm thinking like, so?
Yeah.
I already had her. You know, that's how I would have treated.
What are you bragging about?
You know, what's she bragging about? Does she still do that thing with her toes or something like that? You know who taught her that? Yeah, you know, that's what I would have. That would have been my comeback to him.
Pretty easy comeback.
Yeah, pretty easy.
Like, dude, there's 22 guys yeah. on this field. 14 of them have been the
yeah,
same.
You know
place.
What I'm saying? So yeah, but no, yeah, the wives, children, mamas, yeah. off limits, that off limits. Sense. Everybody knows that. And word on the street was that's what he did. He went there.
And no, apparently he just there. Talks this type of trash
yeah.
to every team that
yeah.
he plays.
He went there. No, he's old. That's what he is. He one of them dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. Yeah, he one of them. He one of them guys that when he's your teammate, you're like, damn.
Like, I got to stand up for this guy?
I got to stand up for this damn guy. Yep, because he's my teammate.
I really, really like that insult. Is making its way back into prominence.
Oh, the hoe?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
It's such a
It really, like, there's almost no other word that is as perfect for that type of behavior
yes.
as that.
Yes.
Because there's other words that are similar, but not quite as perfect.
Yeah, man.
Nail right on the head. Right on the head. All right. We'll come back and get to the big story of the day. Joe Patrick is going to join us at 1:20, and we'll get to an AMA at 1:40 as we always do. Final hour straight ahead.
Joe Sports. Patrick. What was the guy's name?
Josh Pate.
Josh Pate's doppelganger.
JP's. Look at that. Anyway, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.